Well, Christine, it's a busy week in Silver City, so let's get things going with some crime updates.
Yes, Edmundo, we have a trial setting for our district attorney case, Francesca Estevez, who's been charged with some misdemeanor, ethics violations, and reckless driving. There was a hearing in Las Cruces District Court last week. Judge Driggers will be overseeing the case, and it's set for a 9-day trial in June.
A 9-day trial?
Yes, which is a long trial date for misdemeanor charges. In my experience, I've covered murder trials that are generally less than 5 days.
Any indication as to why they're looking at a 9-day trial?
The defense attorney, Jim Foy, said it's a very paper-heavy case. There's boxes and boxes of papers. There's the tire to be examined. So it's going to be a very, analytical case. They're going to look at every single thing.
Okay, so let's move on to another case that you've been working on, and that's the murder update on a cop accused of killing his wife.
Yes, Bradley Farrington is a former Silver City police officer. He's been awaiting trial for 2 years in Grant County Detention Center for killing his wife, Cassie Farrington. There was a hearing this morning. The trial was set to start next week after Thanksgiving. New evidence has been found, and the state asked for a continuance. The new evidence is to look at the autopsy again with an expert. The OMI autopsy determined that the cause of death was undetermined. And the new experts say it's absolutely strangulation. And so the state has been granted more time. The new evidence, they'll seek out an expert to examine the autopsy and crime scene photos, and they will go to trial in February instead of next week.
Let's talk about an investigation by Game and Fish.
Yes, I've been working on this since July. A community group, community members organized a cleanup out at Bill Evans Lake in July. We discovered that there was a cleaning contract for an Albuquerque company called NovaClean that's supposed to be cleaning the lake. So I've been ongoing requesting documents to determine, what's being done there. The state has paid $85,000 to this company over the last year to keep this lake and six others clean. It's apparently not being done. We've requested reams more of public records looking to see what other contractors are there, what other contractors bid. The biggest significant issue in this is the contractor was supposed to provide detailed invoices for each of the visits, saying the time they arrived, the time they left, and the condition of each of the sites. That was not done. Game and Fish does not have those invoices. And when I called the contractor to inquire if he had provided those invoices, he laughed at me and said, I would give you those. Why? And I said, because you have a public contract with the state being paid by public funds to do this. And he thought it was a big joke and hung up on me. Told me to take him off our calling list. His name is Dean Ruiz. He's the president of NovaClean in Albuquerque.
So he thought you were a telemarketer.
He thought I was some kind of a scammer. I emailed and, from my daily press email, I've called and left several messages. It took me a week to get hold of him. And when I finally got a hold of him, I think he was pretty surprised and didn't know how to respond and told me to take a hike, basically.
Okay, well, I'm pretty sure you're going to follow up on that. Let's talk to Ben
Absolutely.
Fisher, who's got some updates. Ben, give us an update on the case you've been working on regarding the cop who killed himself.
Yes, in April 2016, Silver City Police Captain Mark Contreras, after a series of threats and abuses and stalking of his ex-girlfriend Nikki Bascom throughout the day, tracked her down and murdered her before turning the gun on himself. This opened up a lot of questions about if this could have been prevented. And as evidence came out, both reported by this newspaper and by the New Mexico State Police, it turned out that there had been several reports to the Silver City Chief of Police, Ed Reynolds, over several months that were all then handled internally rather than being treated as criminal cases. The family, the mother and children of Nikki Bascom, have recently amended their lawsuit in state court to expand and include not only the town of Silver City and Grant County for their part as the responsible agencies of the Sheriff's Department and Police Department, but also individual officers, including Chief Ed Reynolds.
Okay, and they can pick up the paper so they can read all about the Holloman rally that took place.
That's true.
Okay, Ben, we'll talk to you next week, sir.
Thank you.